producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time. There will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy.
That's the president talking about Antonin Scalia, justice found dead, Supreme Court justice found dead over the weekend at a ranch in West Texas. Shocking news, and news that was delivered on Saturday, and the president ultimately discussing Scalia and moving forward as that happened. They're saying natural causes. Of course, there are all kinds of wild reports happening, whether it's conspiracy theorists or not. I mean, you know, who knows? One of the stories I read said Scalia was found dead with a pillow over his head. For what you think about that, a couple of people actually sent me links to that. Cibola Creek Ranch is where he was, and he was out on Friday night. He was there with three dozen or so people. It wasn't about politics, law, any of that kind of stuff. And they found him dead of natural causes, which is what was being reported. To tell you the truth, I thought immediately you see heart attacks and the rate of heart attacks. I was thinking heart attack. But they're not saying it was that. They're saying he was lying restfully. It looked like he had not quite awakened from a nap. He didn't have a pulse. That's what the doctor said when they came in. His body was cold, and efforts to resuscitate him were futile. Couldn't happen. They knew it was futile. So immediately contacting the feds. They discovered him in bed, but they say that the judge was in bed. Supposedly, there was another report about he was in bed and he had a pillow over his head. The clothes were unwrinkled. He looked restful, blah, blah, blah. And this is a strange deal, to say the least. And there's lots of reactions. Lots and lots of reactions to his death. It wasn't unusual for him to be in Texas. He made a lot of trips to the Lone Star State since 2005. He spoke at a lot of colleges and universities, including St. Mary's University in 2008. And because he had spent some time at that ranch, they talked about it being such a personal tragedy for them. So the loss of Scalia is the big buzz in all the neighborhoods across the land. When you think of the election and how important the election then becomes, the next president most likely appoints the next Supreme Court justice, because I can't imagine Obama's going to get anyone through, no matter who he appoints. I could be wrong. Stranger things have happened. Remember, Senate Democrats even passed a resolution against election year Supreme Court appointments, if you think back in the recesses of your memory. But, boy, there was some major, major cases. There was an abortion case. There was affirmative action. There was immigration. There was voting rights. This adds to the chaos. Let's put it that way. So, Scalia, dead at the age of 79. He was the longest Supreme Court justice on the bench. He was appointed by President Reagan. President Reagan appointed him. Wow. And so this is a definite jolt, let's put it that way. Do you think there's any way we see a justice in there? I mean, I've looked at this from all sides. I've looked at it from all sides of possibilities, and boy, I don't see how it happens. The Senate is the gatekeeper, ultimately, and there's no way to massage this. Even Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, no, this should not be happening during this term. This should happen in the next term. So I think there'd just be too much blowback to it. The president can't say much about it. There's rumors, because that comes down the line. I mean, for goodness sake, first it's dealing with Scalia, and then dealing with what he ultimately tries to do. And, of course, there is recess appointment possibilities, but I can't imagine that happens. But then again, it's who's to say that that's not somewhere on the, on the agenda as a possibility of, okay, now we have this, so now we can do this. We can move forward with this. Sure. I mean, anything's a possibility, but getting it through the Senate is not a possibility. I do not see any way that this gets pushed through. I don't see any way, no way, no how does the Senate lift the, no matter who the judge is, pro-business, pro-whatever, I don't see it. And the impact that his death will have on those pending cases, and there was a landmark case on mandatory union dues and their use for political purposes that now is a wash. So the nation mourning Antonin Scalia, certainly a conservative titan, looking at the law from the Constitution point of view again and again, and again, and there's plenty of reaction to Scalia, both on decisions he made and what will happen next as far as the nominating process is concerned. And I just can't imagine. Donald Trump said Scalia was one of the best of all time. That was his reaction to his death, because naturally everybody was asked. As they were out campaigning, South Carolina is up next, as you know. And he said he wanted to offer his condolences to the family after his passing. Said he was one of the best. His career was defined by his reverence for the Constitution, his legacy of protecting Americans' most cherished freedoms. He was a justice, this is Donald Trump, who did not believe in legislating from the bench. And he's a person whom I held in the highest regard, and will always greatly respect his intelligence and conviction to uphold the Constitution of our country. My thoughts and prayers are with his family during this time. So the door is now open. The door is open. And trust me, already it's on the short list. We've heard Loretta Lynch. We've heard Eric Holder. We've heard a few other names that have cropped up as well. Those two names at the top of the list, can you imagine? I don't see that again. I don't believe that this will happen because of the Senate saying, we're not going there. So look for a lot of 4-4s, in other words, and kicking it back to the original decision. We're leaping the net. Leap with us. Mailbag next. Your calls, 855-266-5283.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered around. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up. To leave this one alone, she could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad to the bone.
Welcome to America Tonight. As we swing in a lot of directions, when I say we swing in a lot of directions. Meaning, we zig and zag over what I think is what so many of you are talking about. Weather, for one. Did you see that terrible accident in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? That pileup. Wow. Heading into the weekend, that was awful. And apparently, it was one of those crazy whiteout situations when, I mean, many of you may have experienced this, where you can't see anything in front of you. I just had a friend who's a speaker tell me that this happened to her in South Dakota. Some of you might be listening to us in South Dakota, and that there was actually signs to say, get off the road, flashing lights, but there was nowhere to go, and how frightening it was to not be able to see. Well, there were dozens of cars that just shut down this highway outside of Harrisburg on Saturday, and what happened was strong winds, terrible visibility, so all lanes on both sides of Interstate 78 had to be closed. There were 30 different kinds of cars, trucks, even big tractor trailers that were involved in that accident because the winds and the visibility, less than 2 miles. So there was several alerts about snow squalls is what they really call it. You're talking 100 miles or so west of Philly, and you know, it's just, I mean, just awful where you had people that were trapped in cars that were crunched, etc. And the pileup was, you know, absolutely awful. there was a woman that was pregnant. I want to say she was 6 months pregnant, broken leg, and it's almost lucky for her that that's all it was. Multiple deaths as a result of that because they were crushed in the middle of a horrific scene. 40 people had to go to hospitals, and of course they were freezing because of the temperatures. I mean, just absolutely freezing. So it was rough from that sense too. It wasn't a warm, dry day, and that's what contributed to, this grisly scene, and it was massive. I mean, absolutely massive. I saw an overhead shot of it, and I probably have used this before, but to describe something similar, but it looks like somebody threw snow on the ground, just threw it, like almost like white powder, and took trucks and mangled them and threw them into the corner. So driving behind one of those tractor trailers had to be pretty frightening. They can't see, and then the rest is, history. Because it creates that chain reaction and makes it absolutely impossible. I mean, absolutely impossible. And so also the cold weather. It was cold. I talked about that they tried to get people out as soon as they could. And I saw some more pictures. Somebody actually sent me one from upstate New York, and this mountain in upstate New York, minus 114 wind chill at the summit. Minus it. And you should see these photographs of trees, etc., and what they look like at the White Face Mountain summit. It looks like a movie set, like on purpose, that the trees have basically collapsed. I mean, that is body and mind numbing. 114. I've been in some cold places, my friends, and you live in some cold places. I've had the pleasure of living all over this great country, but never 114, where it felt like 114. Got to be the coldest Valentine's Day on record for so many who were trying to, were trying to celebrate. And then that's when you're glad that you have extra soups, extra firewood, extra whatever in your house so that you don't have to try to battle and get out to go and grab the supplies you need. I mean, this goes back to the whole go bag thing and emergency preparedness. Something years ago I would have poo-pooed as, no way. Why do you need that? Why would you need money? Because we have our ATMs. Oops, what if the ATMs are down? Why would you need cases and cases of water? Oh, what if you can't get water? I've seen that, and I've been in that situation. So you don't even have to sell you on this. Emergency preparedness, important. How about what's happening in Hawaii? I know somebody who just got on a plane and went to Hawaii. The governor of Hawaii is signing an emergency proclamation regarding the Zika and other mosquito-borne illnesses. The governor is saying that dengue fever is also become too prevalent. They're trying to take these emergency steps. There haven't been any locally acquired Zika cases in the U.S. or Hawaii. And what the governor is saying, we want to keep it that way, so we got to get ahead of the situation. There have been some cases of dengue fever, and they're hoping that continues to be fewer because they got to break that cycle. Interesting. All right, I said we were going to do the mailbag, so quickly let's do the abbreviated version. Let's go to the mail.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail time. Mail time. The mail's here.
This from Vanessa in Illinois. Kate Scalia, I can't believe it. A lot of people are trying to say that this was an on-purpose death, that he was strangled, that something untoward happened to him. I think people are watching too many movies, but I do believe it's a crying shame because he was the constitutionalist of the whole bunch. Not having him there changes the scope of the court. Will Obama get a nominee through? I can't imagine it. Republicans are going to block any appointment. And what they can't block is the cases that will go forward, that not will go forward, that will stagnate, basically, because they probably, from the lower court, whatever the ruling was, it stays, and then it's 4-4. I mean, there's no way that that number's going to change. So Scalia, wow, a big hole in the court. Donald says, wow, Kate Scalia, I was taking my little girls to the mall, doing the daddy duty thing, and I happened to have the radio on, and I heard, and I was so stunned. What a solid oak he has been at the age of 79 to see him go out like that on a ranch in his sleep. I guess 9 kids and grandkids, and sad for the family, but sad for us as well that 5-4 is completely out the window. You think that Obama will get a nominee 3 through? Again, no, I don't see so. I don't see how that happens. He can't make a Reese as a nomination. That's not going to work. And I just don't see it. I don't see that happening. Because it would just be a massive fight. I mean, he could try, but it would just be a massive fight. All right, this one from George, listening to us in the great state of Florida. He says, Kate, I'm in Sarasota. You got a ton of listeners here. Get your butt down here. We want to see you. The Republican debate, you were talking about it on CBS, 13.5 million is the number I heard. Not too shabby, eh? For a time when a lot of people might not be watching it, which was on Saturday. Yeah, you know, it's funny, these debates over the weekend are still drawing some peeps. Not like Fox's 23 or 24 or 25 that they got in the beginning of the year, but 13.5 million, CBS will take it. In fact, if you go back to August, the Republicans there on Fox, 24 million. 24 million. I'll say this again. CBS will take it and gladly like that they have that number. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. Absolutely not. They, I'm sure they like that number. One last one. This one from Patty. Scalia. Oh, Kate, I like Scalia. He was responsible for so much on the Supreme Court, and he was appointed by Ronald Reagan. Sad story, sad for his family, rip. Yeah, sad for his family, 9 kids. Sad news for his wife, but again, he was 79, died on a hunting excursion with his friends in Marfa, Texas, on a ranch there. Hang with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Come on, baby, let the fire get higher.
Ever, ever could never. I wanna reach out and grab ya. Ever, ever could never. Ever could never.
Coming up, true or false?
Make me hot, make me
my pal Patrick. That's happening in our last segment of the hour. But before we get there, there are some interesting ins and outs. The most interesting is, the saddest, is the death of Antonin Scalia, of course, the Supreme Court justice, who quite often was the 5-4 decision. But now that he has died at the age of 79, it's being said that it was natural causes in Texas. That leaves some wide open questions as to who is going to try to stake their claim and name a Supreme Court justice. Highly unlikely that Obama would get anyone through, however, could try, but the Senate certainly would block it. I can't imagine there would be any scenario at all, where the Senate would say, absolutely, I don't think so. I think that it's would be a massive fight over the nominee. And I don't see it. Ahead of that game, there are several senators who are saying such, like Marco Rubio, who is also running for president on the Republican side. Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, has already echoed his sentiments for the Scalia family and don't think that this means game on, you can get somebody through. Senator Orrin Hatch also weighed in. He said that Scalia was a staunch conservative who believed that we had to interpret the laws as they were made. Hatch, of course, is the Senate's longest-serving Republican member who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He said he expects a dogfight in Congress on any nominee put forth by President Obama, and I agree. I don't see it happening. There might be a show, but actually coming down to, okay, yes, we're going to take a vote, and if they're looking for something positive to happen, I just don't think so. Maybe I'm trying to push through a moderate, but I think that would be pulled apart too. Definitely. So, the staunchest conservative off the bench. Off the bench when some big issues are coming down the pipe. Big issues that now just really hang in the balance. I don't see any big rulings coming up because of the death of Scalia. It doesn't make sense. You may think differently. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. There are ways to try to make it happen, but the reality of it happening is zero. There's no way. I think even the most moderate person that he could appoint would not be approved. Might have to go through the jumping jacks, but carefully, because you're treading on territory where Democrats who are running, which would be Hillary Clinton for now, and Bernie Sanders, they don't want any blowback. They don't want any blowback, that's for sure. In the meantime, we come through another holiday. Do you consider Valentine's Day a holiday? Somebody said to me, happy holidays today. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. I had to really rack my brain to come up with that. I mean, oh, the Hallmark holiday, Valentine's Day. I get it. And I'm pretty smart usually when I'm awake. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? I don't think so. I don't think so. So the Pope says there's a devil in Mexico City. And he's celebrating with Catholics. But, you know, when he's saying this, but Catholic numbers are disappearing in Mexico. So San Cristobal de las Cabas, Mexico. Hope I'm not butchering that. Pope Francis celebrating with Mexico's Indians on Monday. A visit to a heavily indigenous Chiapas state where he'll preside over a mass in three native languages thanks to a new Vatican decree approving that they can use them in liturgy. Whew. History's first Latin American pope has already issued a sweeping apology for the Catholic Church's colonial-era crimes against the indigenous. So on Monday, it's a step further, celebrating and clearly what would be considered a demonstration of the belief that Indians have an important role to play in Mexico today. The Mexican hierarchy bristles at the Indian church, which would be a mixture of Catholicism and culture that includes pine burrows, eggs, and references to God the Father and Mother in services. So that makes it much more interesting on Monday. Monday. Somebody sent me an email. No, not Sunday. Monday. We're talking about Monday. All right, do you believe this? If you're married to Kim Kardashian, do you have the nerve to come out and say, I'm bankrupt! Please, please hire me. But Kanye West reveals he is $53 million in debt. He says, pray we overcome. He stunned people when he said he was in debt the way he was in debt. And he made a reference to, you know, his Saturday Night Live appearance. Saturday Night Live, rather, appearance. He's known for extravagance. Perhaps they have to cut back. $53 million in debt. And you thought you had it bad. A couple of dimes and quarters here. Whew. That is a lot. Where did so much of that go? I'd love to know it. Disappeared into the ether, I suppose. What? How does that happen? By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. A couple of emails that came in late. One from Kim that says, Kate, it's going to be hard to fill the shoes of a legend because Scalia was a legend. I heard a caller say they weren't so sure that he was friendly with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I disagree. I think they were friends. I'm going to believe the report. What do you think? I don't think it's an impossibility. Do you have any friends that completely disagree with something you say? Or are you still friends with them? Do they go to a different church or not go to church at all? I mean, you know what? There's allowances when you're working with somebody. And I certainly have seen them react to each other in a panel, or at least it's drawn that way. So perhaps there is some truth to that. There's no question that Scalia was the bearer of the keeper of the Constitution because he did everything he could to defend the Constitution and the nation and his family mourning his death at the age of 79, natural causes. But this is huge, huge news with some of the cases that are before the Supremes. Big, big, monumental cases that have been prepped like nobody's business, but that goes to show you. You have to be prepared, but were they really prepared for this to happen? No. You've got voting rights. You have affirmative action. Huge. Remember the court in December weighed whether it was time to end the use of race in college admissions at the University of Texas and nationwide. Justice Elena Kagan sat out the case because she worked on it when she was younger. And when she accepted the Justice Department's offer. Then there was the contraceptive coverage. This was a third rail. Faith-based hospitals, colleges, charities objected to the process that the Obama administration had devised to spare them from paying for contraceptives for women covered under their health plans. The groups complained that they remain complicit in making available the contraceptives in a violation of their religious beliefs. Have a point. Coming up next, True or False with Patrick Eggdorf.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide. Come on, baby. Come on, girl. Come on, baby. Come on, girl. I love you, baby. I love you now.
I just like the Daytona 500. We're whipping around in search of the checkered flag. Happy post-Valentine's Day. The Empire State Building. Was it red? Did it change colors? I don't know. We're doing a little true or false with Patrick Eggdorf, who, of course, is the producer of America Tonight, the technical maestro, if you will. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Not too bad, Kate. How about yourself?
So you have a girlfriend. Did you do anything exciting for Valentine's Day? Please tell me you got her at least a card.
I'd say better. I just spent the entire day with her.
Aww. You know what? That is better. It's not about the gifts. It's about the time.
Yeah. No, as long as you spend time with your significant other, I think that's rewarding enough.
I do, too. I think if you, like, go overboard, it seems forced, because there's other days you can do surprises or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you. I like it. All right, so the Empire State Building, did they, in fact, turn it red for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to say true.
True. What's really cool when you go to New York is you see the point at the top of the Empire State Building, and often, whether it's St. Patrick's Day or some other event has happened, they'll turn it colors. So I love that they do that. Oh, I love that they do that. And that's exactly what happened. Makes sense. It's Valentine's Day. Everybody can see it. It's like a beacon out there. And the beacon was burning bright. Let's put it that way. All right. Let's go to something else. How about this one? Is it true or false that because of the success of Creed, it's kind of like along the Rocky series, you know, there were seven Rockies and then there was Creed, that Hollywood has decided to make a Creed 2, true or false?
I'll say true for that one as well.
False. So far, there has been massive success. Without a doubt, massive success for Creed because Sylvester Stallone won a Golden Globe, which was huge for him. But there is no announcement, at least yet. They still could do it, but there is no announcement that there would be a Creed 2. It wouldn't be shocking, but they haven't said it. Let's put it that way. All right, this is fun. Let's move on to something else. It's tough to stump Patrick. I had a whole bunch of different interesting things. How about this? An Arkansas couple's evening of kinky entertainment ended up with one pair of handcuffs used for fun, replaced for by another one for real when they were handcuffed and hauled in to the cop shop.
I'm going to say true for that one.
Yes, it is true. There was a real arrest. What happened was Dustin Taylor, 21 years old, was summoned by the cops this week to his home in Fort Smith to remove a pair of handcuffs he told the police he and his wife had been using the previous night while doing some kinky things. They lost the key. The patrolman removed the handcuffs and did a routine search of Taylor's name in the police database when the computer reported an outstanding warrant on a criminal mischief deal. They handcuffed him again and took him in. That's so brutal. And you know what the cop said? I love this. The sergeant who cuffed him and took him in said, gosh, I sort of wish the guy had invested in an extra handcuff key. Because he said he didn't really want to do that, but that's what they do. They got a check. And, of course, they check, and sure enough, there was a warrant. So, bye-bye. That's what happens. So, in New York City, they do this thing called Ice Fest. And it's a thing that they do in Central Park. And it's pretty big because it's, you know, it's wintertime and it's cool and, you know, it's an ice event and it's just one of those fun festivals that they have in New York City. But because of the weather, because it was so bloody cold, they decided, it's just too cold to have Ice Fest this time around, true or false.
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Yeah, it's true, because the wind chill factor across the Northeast was ridiculous. So there's just no way that you could hold an Ice Fest and think that, oh, no problem, even if it's, you know, even if it feels like it's 18 below, because it was minus 10. It was between 0 and minus 10. Wind gusts 44 miles an hour. They had to cancel that. You know, they had to do it. So it's really odd. Central Park's gotten jammed up by the weather. Last month, Central Park's free winter sports day, it's called Winter Jam, was canceled because of a major snowstorm. So here we go again. I mean, you know, you can't win for losing. They figured Ice Fest, that's got to be okay, but not with those temperatures. Here's another story for you with true or false. Out of New Hampshire, an international animal advocacy group launched a protest against the New Hampshire Winter Carnival event billed as a greased elephant on ice, but withdrew it after learning there's no elephant in the act, just a man on skates in an elephant costume with dollar bills tied to his tail. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True. It's not true. It's false because I changed the animal. There is an event called the Greased Pig on Ice, but there is no pig in the act, just a guy skating around in a pig costume. So the organizer of the 100th Newport Winter Carnival said the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, launched its alert last week despite the fact that he reassured them that no pigs would be harmed during Saturday's event. He said he got about 100 emails from concerned animal lovers, and so it didn't happen. I mean, it's something that's been done, the greased pig events, since the 1930s, and continued off and on until the 1980s. Because of that, they decided, oh, this isn't worth it. It's not worth it to do that, to do it. And it's a 10-day carnival, and they had to close it down this weekend. Anyway, they were going to close it down. So why ruffle all the feathers? A greased pig. They can't even have their greased pig. Give me a break. Okay, you never know what stupid things people are going to do. Sorry. There's no way to sugarcoat this. But in California, police say they've stepped up patrols and are considering putting cameras in to try to catch whoever is spreading thousands of thumbtacks across a Northern California dog park. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
You're going to say false? It is true. It is true. Patrick, who does this to dogs or cats? Why would you? It's going to be dogs. Why would you do that? Dog owners have picked up, they say, between 3,000 and 5,000 tacks from this park and a nearby creek in Hercules over the past 3 weeks and handed them over to the cops. They say they clear one area of tacks only to come back the next day and find more in the same place. They found tacks even in the water bowls. Wow. They're going to close that park until they clean it up, until they figure it out. For whatever reason, somebody's doing that. That could be so dangerous for the dog. I mean, stepping in the tack, hitting it the right way in the paw. Ugh. Or even humans. Who knows? That's awful. I just don't get it. All right. Here's another one. Police say they're investigating after a man appeared to wave a handgun behind a TV news reporter during a live broadcast in New York City. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Yes, it happened on Wednesday afternoon. He was waving a gun behind the reporter, Michael George, as he spoke about the trial of a police officer charged with fatally shooting a man in a Brooklyn housing complex. Can you imagine? After what happened with poor Allison Parker and the video journalist Adam Ward of Roanoke, Virginia last August, that's going to make people uncomfortable. So they're investigating. They're trying to figure out who it was, and they've got additional video, so I hope they catch them. Thank you so much, Patrick, and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.